A couple of years ago, I saw him in a pub, an old school friend who I hadn't seen in over 20 years. I was heavily pregnant at the time and happily married, or so I thought. And yet a small part of me whimsically wondered what he'd be like to fuck. Of course, I buried that thought quickly, never admitting it even to myself. The horror that my thoughts should be so promiscuous. Instead, we exchanged a few pleasantries and I went back to my family. Flash forward to this year. I had heard on the grapevine that he was recently single, and the memory of that curious memory sparked in my brain. I just knew he'd be a good fuck, so I sent him a casual Facebook message to gauge his interest. He assumed I was some dull, boring, middle-class woman, which, to be fair, is exactly what I had been for the last 15 years. He was wrong, though, you know that. And of course it wasn't too long before I'd sent him a picture of my tits, told him about Reddit, and told him exactly what I needed from him. His cock. Just sex. Nothing more. He's a very successful electrician, a sparky, as they're affectionately called in the UK. You know how I love my workmen. I could already tell he'd give me that smash-and-go sex I needed, satisfying that sexual hunger that only a fat cock could fill. And he'd get no-string sex. We'd both win. After weeks of sexting, too long, I was gagging for him and his huge cock. He'd seen so many photos of my tits and pussy, so many videos exchanged of him stroking his thick, meaty cock and me playing with my creamy, wet pussy. Fuck can this man sext. Words are my pawn, and he delivered time and time again as I rubbed my needy pussy to his sex fantasy storylines. I couldn't wait to see him. Would I go all shy? Would I pounce on him like the horny minx that I am? Or would I roleplay a little? He is a sparky after all. Finally, on the arranged hookup night, he called to say he was outside my house, and I nervously opened the door to him and his four-pack of Stella. We made small talk as I poured myself a glass of Prosecco and adjusted to his accent. A proper English builder accent, which my semi-posh middle-class ear isn't well trained to. We headed into the living room, drinks in hand. But then I thought, fuck it. We're here to fuck. So let's fuck. I brushed past him to put my drink down and leant in to kiss him. I think he was taken aback by how forward I was, but he kissed me readily and made quick work of stripping me naked. So ravenous was he that I'm not even sure he noticed the red lacy push-up bra and crotchless panties I was wearing. He nestled in to kiss my tits, grabbing and groping them as he leant in to suck my nipples. I playfully warned him to be careful of the milk. Pushing me backwards onto the sofa with persuasive force, he knelt between my legs. He said, "I've seen so many pictures of this pussy, I want to see how it tastes." And with that, his lips were kissing my inner thighs, teasing me till his tongue finally flicked against my throbbing clit. My voice was silenced by the shock of having this strong, muscular man, who was once the weedy, gap-toothed boy I went to school with, now a full-grown, ruggedly hot man, between my legs, licking my pussy. And my pussy was burning for his cock, as I began grappling at his jeans to get them off him. He moved to sit next to me on the sofa, letting my hand slip under the elastic of his boxers. I finally came face to face with the dick of all dick pics. I wanted it in my mouth now. But I was also worried about the size. How the fuck was I going to deep throat that? It must be about 9 inches. My tongue and lips explored the tip of his cock eagerly. He tasted amazing. That manly sex scent is such a turn-on and made me want to suck harder, faster, deeper, savouring every taste. My mouth gradually moved further down his meaty shaft till I was desperate for him balls deep down my throat. Glancing up at him, he saw my hunger and grabbed my head, lifting his crotch as he face-fucked my mouth with his dick and then pushed my head further down to help me take him in. Only for me to gag on his length. Coming back up for air, drool spilling down his cock, my tongue following the drips, licking down the sides of his shaft and gently sucking his balls before getting back to the tip and setting into a hungry rhythm. By this point, we were just so desperate to feel each other, bareback, and he urged me to climb onto his lap, my tits in his face as he played with them and kissed my nipples and neck. My pussy was absolutely dripping, and his cock glided in, hitting me so deep he was bottoming out in there. It felt fucking incredible, and I felt sexy as fuck as his hands grabbed and kissed my body, looking into his eyes as I rode him on my sofa, chasing another orgasm. He flipped me back onto the sofa and began fucking me so hard and fast, pushing my legs back to get in deeper with each thrust. And then, mid-fuck, he just picks me up with his cock still deep in my pussy and absolutely pummels me mid-air. He's so fucking strong, his huge bulging biceps and strong torso making this curvy MILF feel sexy, graceful and desired. He put me back down, bent me over the sofa and carried on fucking me hard and fast. I love how he moved me around from one position to the next, like his own personal fuck toy. I knew he'd be just the fuck I was craving, the kind that makes my pussy cream and quake over and over. He manoeuvred me again, ready to come inside me, wanting to see my face as he shot his load into my desperate pussy. He pushed me down across the sofa, looking at me, as his cum filled my cunt for the first time. We fucked many more times that evening, and I came more times than I can remember. I wrote him in again in my bed just before we fell asleep, and woke to him cuddle-fucking my pussy, before sneaking him out of the house and sending him off to work. Needless to say, I found myself another good fuck buddy. I just need to get him to come back and play again. These workmen seem to labour too hard, whilst I just funny around the house writing soft porn and taking pics of my tits. Now, if I could get both the plumber and the Sparky together, well, fuck, that would be an epic tale.